Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I forgot to tell you about that. There's an incredible Great Escape film, and it looks like a water buffalo being chased by lions, or and they were man, it's really phenomenal. He flies over, he jumps over them, and then anyway, he gets away. And then a very cool caterpillar. Very cool colors. It's a squirrel picking the sunflower. And now, have you ever seen, there's an incredible little film of seahorses, and it's the female, do you know the female transfers the eggs to the male, and then the male is the one that carries the baby seahorses as they grow up until they're birthed, and then the male gives birth to them. So they're actually conceived in the female's body, but then she transfers the eggs to the male, and he's the one that ends up getting pregnant and having the babies. But it's very cool to see the transfer process. So there's a little video of that. Oh, the cutest little miniature donkey baby you have ever seen. Oh, just a little dolly, that's for sure. And the winner of the lazy cat contest just cracked me up. And as soon as Nathan saw it, that was a crack up for him too. Now there's an incredible rescue, since it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, if you're wondering why Martha is rattling on here about Facebook stuff, it's because Nathan's still trying to track down Laura. And we'll see if he is successful. But there's an incredible, when you see the post, it is a woman curled up next to a dirt road, laying on the ground, curled up in the fetal position. And a story about this, there was a feral dog, lost dog out in this area, and they had been trying to capture this dog and trap it for a long time, with absolutely no success. And so she went to try to do this, and you had to see the whole, you've got to watch the little, if you click on it, it will show you the little video of the photographs of what they did. So what she ended up doing then is curling up in the fetal position on the ground right next to the road. Now, then every once in a while, a car would drive by and she'd have to say she was fine and to drive on by. But then eventually this stray dog wanders out and eventually comes closer and eventually curls up next to her. And of course, with her great patience and diligence, they were successful and were able to capture that dog. And there's another good one. I love golden retrievers. Well, have you ever seen a golden retriever play chimes and sing along with them? It is the cutest video. This golden retriever, and she's I'm assuming it's a female. She's just a gorgeous golden with lots of feathering and fluff. And she goes out into the backyard and over to the hanging wind chimes. which are your typical hanging wind chimes. And she starts ringing them, and then she sits down next to him and she howls and sings along with the wind chimes. And then when they stop ringing, she turns around and taps them again and then sings right along.
As we wait on Laura here, do you want to maybe just go ahead and play a little bit of audio from that clip? Let me see if I can get that. Here we go.
Well, let's see here. So before you do that, I was telling everybody I was rattling on about Facebook because I could tell you were having a little problem. So where are we unable to find Laura at the moment?
Not getting her at the moment. So hopefully she'll give us a call back soon.
Yeah, now she is confirmed, but I do know her right hand, you know, her right arm, Manda, was out of town. So it was only Laura. And, you know, Monday's their big day at the food bank, but they often have events on Sunday afternoons and stuff. And, you know, Laura with her stage 4 liver cancer and so forth, it's always a challenge for her to keep up with things. And she just may have, you know, forgotten what day and time it is. Anyway, but certainly, hopefully she'll see the fact that you called. So now I was talking about this golden retriever singing with the wind chimes. Do you think you can bring up the audio?
Yeah,
I
can bring
that?
Up the audio here. Let's go ahead and play that for you.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up right now to the dog song. Here we go. Right now, just yawned.
So she's sitting right next to the chimes. Oh, gosh, that's so cute.
That's your beautiful voice.
Now, I have wind chimes like that, but Robbie doesn't howl along with them, so I... See, she gives it that's her giving it a shake again, and then...
Right on key, too.
Oh, that's just so cute. All right. All right. Well, if you have to have the picture and the video to go along with that wonderful soundtrack with the incredibly gifted golden retriever playing her own wind chimes and singing along, well, then you go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you got to scroll down a few, but it is there, and below the peacocks. And there's that I've got another peacock video I put up there, but I put it up there because there's a white peacock that's got electric blue on it. I've never seen a peacock with that cobalt blue on top of the white. It's very cool. So let's see, where do we? Oh, and the girl curled up that does the rescue beside the road. That's before. And then you get the Aussie on the bicycle doing the moguls with the biker. Then below that is the golden retriever and the chimes and singing.
Yeah, it's been posted on September 23rd. So if you can see the dates that the posts are on, just go down to September 23rd and it'll be right there.
Yeah, and whoever knew peacocks came in so many different colors? Man, I wonder where all the colored ones live. I've never seen anything but the traditional, you know, green ones sort of, you know, here. Have you ever seen a peacock in person, Nathan, that was anything other than the normal, you know, kind of blue and green?
No, I've usually just seen, the blue and green ones, and familiar with those being at, like, zoos or something. I can't remember which one it is in... around here, but I know one of our zoos has a peacock here, or at least did when I went a long time ago.
We used to have a peacock problem out here, out where in my neck of the woods, because peacocks sometimes they escape from where they live, you know, because they can be mobile. We had in the Salton area a lot of loose peacocks.
I didn't realize we had any wild ones out here.
Well, no, they were escapees.
Oh, okay.
You know, they started out as belonging to people, but then they got loose. Anyway, there was quite a few, and there I remember. I don't know. It has to be at least 10 years ago, maybe 15 or so. But I haven't heard anything about you know, wandering, wayfaring peacocks for quite a while. So, all righty, I guess we'll assume that Laura has is up to her eyeballs and has forgotten, and then she's going to feel really bad when she realizes. Anyway, so let's Nathan chat a little bit about, you know, they're one of my favorite helping organizations, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. The story of the program is really phenomenal because Laura and her family were homeless on the streets of Seattle, and, you know, in dire straits, but she was able to elevate her family and get them off the street. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and going off and living a life, she decided to pay it backwards, forwards, inside out, upside down, and backwards, and started Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, which is now a 501c3 nonprofit. So you can donate to the organization, and it's all tax deductible. But it's really important to know and that you know, the incredible work that Laura does and how hard she works. And it's not easy anymore because she's got stage 4 liver cancer. So I call it serving while you're dying. And it's not an easy thing to do. And my heart just goes out to her whenever I talk to her, because I'm often talking to her, you know, the week before the show and in the evening or something. And she's out at homeless camps or something. And you hear the stuff in the background. And I just don't know how she does it. And then her right arm, Amanda, also was homeless. And Laura gave her a hand up and got her the help she needed. And now she's paying it back and is working with Laura now with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So it's really important to know about them. The animals that support, you know, these folks or are companions to the homeless folks, sometimes they're the only reason keeping these folks alive and giving them a reason to continue. And Seattle Dogs supports all of that. They provide food and treats, supplies, you know, leashes, collars. They also collect stuff for the human animals that are out on the streets. And this time of year, they start collecting, you know, parkas and gloves and socks and tents and sleeping bags. So they try to help with the human animal population as well. And then the other things that they do are pretty incredible, because you can imagine if you were on the street, living on the street, and you had a dog friend or an animal friend, and what if you had the opportunity to go into rehab or needed medical care or job training or something that required you going to someplace, but you couldn't take your animal with you? Well, if it were me, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't leave my animal on the street. So Seattle Dogs will board the animals while the human is getting the help or the education or the treatment that they need. And then they get their animals back when they finish. So how cool is that? They also help with emergency veterinary care. They partner with Greenwood Animal Hospital in the Greenwood area of Seattle, and they do all the veterinary work for Seattle Dogs. Now, they don't do it for free. They charge Seattle Dogs, so they always have a huge bill. And that's one way you can contribute to them, is you can just call Greenwood Animal Hospital and contribute to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program account. Or you can donate directly to Seattle Dogs, and I believe it's SeattleDogs .net.
.info.
Or .info. SeattleDogs.info is the website. SeattleDogs.info. I think the email might be info@SeattleDogs.net. Net. Oh, anyway, I don't know. But anyway, so you can contribute there. And I found out last month that finally Laura got the links figured out, so you can not only make a one-time donation, but you can make it a regular monthly donation. So finally, I was able to set that up. So I'll find out if it worked in the next week or so, if my monthly donation goes through. Now, you also can donate food and supplies And there are some pet stores in the South End called Dog's Dream. And those, I think, one in Georgetown and South Seattle. But anyway, there, Dog's Dream is a location where you can drop off supplies for Seattle dogs, or you can always check with online as to how to do things, or you can actually just give them a call. Of course, you won't get a hold of them right now. We've already tried. But it is such a worthy organization, and Laura needs so much help. So let's take a moment to take care of our advertisers and actually do that on time. And the possibility that Laura realizes what day and time it is and we hear from her, we'll finish up with her. Or I'll give you one last plea for Seattle Dogs, and then we will switch boats in midstream and talk to the human animal. And I can't wait to talk about Riemann's book. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out online. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Greatest cat vitamins. And the dog supplement, the powder is absolutely phenomenal and produces the greatest skin and hair coats. There's a hip and joint formula, or just the skin and coat formula, the NuPro Gold. I've got Robbie on the hip and joint formula now. And I'll tell you what, it just produces the most incredible skin and hair coats. And if you live with a shedding breed of dog and you want a really healthy hair coat and really want to cut down on shedding, NuPro is the way to go. Products are all available on Amazon, and you can also find the dog supplement at a lot of local pet stores. I know they have it on the shelf in Bridges where I shop, and that's where I get the dog supplement. NuproSupplements.com. We heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, feng shui person, and she is available for private readings over the phone or on Zoom or something, or in person. And she does her podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter AC. And if you would like to chat with Natasha or have a reading with her, let's see, her number is 360-770-7826. So Natasha Venter and angelicclarifications.com is her website. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, just give me a call or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. We have been unable to roust out Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And Laura, if you listen to this on the archives, don't feel too bad, because we'll talk to you again next month. But know that she is so busy. She really needs help. And one way you can really, really help her out, they need a vehicle. She's using her old broken down car to deliver the foods and supplies to the homeless animals in the Seattle area. Somebody out there has got to have a used van, a pickup with a canopy. It's a 501c. Three, you know, nonprofit, so you can donate and get a deduction. But just would absolutely be thrilled if someone could step up and donate a vehicle to Seattle Dogs. So SeattleDogs.info, right, Nathan? SeattleDogs.info.
Yes.
All righty. So we'll hope that we are able to chat with Laura next month. And right now, we're going to switch gears and address the human animals. So this is when we normally talk with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. That's what we're going to do. And I believe, I don't think she's been on with me before, but I'm welcoming to the show today, Nancy Callen. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. Hi, Martha.
Hey, Nancy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Ah, now I can hear you. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
So long time no talk, huh?
Yeah.
That's because I when I see Nancy, I'm usually stop by the temple to do something. And just last week I had to stop by to leave my monthly tithe, but to pick up a copy of Riemann's new book. Because we're going to be studying it in our Kriya class this time around. And so I had to pick it up. But that's just been a few days. I haven't, of course, had a chance to read the whole thing, but I am so excited to read it. And it's the subject that we're going to chat about. But before we get into the book, Nancy, since, you know, I run into Nancy from time to time, she seems that she's always at the temple. Wanted to give us a little lowdown, Nancy, on you. How long have you been part of Ananda?
Oh, gosh, you ask such hard questions. I was expecting questions about the book.
Well, we're going to get to that. But, you know, you're part of the family now, so we have to sort of get to know you.
Yeah, probably maybe around 2007, I think. So however
okay.
many years that is.
So it's been, it's been over a decade or more.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So that's, I think you might have beat me by a couple of years, if that's about when it was.
Wow.
So
wow.
How, because I Krista and I came to Ananda. It was right after I think I moved into this house, because I found Ananda. I mean, I knew about Ananda for years and years, you know, and had read the autobiography of a yogi and all of that, you know, and it was already, you know, on a meditation program and all of that. But Krista, my friend, and I, we came to Ananda because we wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. So that's what got us there. And of course, I'm still here, and it's my spiritual family. So what brought you to Ananda, Nancy?
I saw a sign right after the temple was built that they were going to have yoga classes. And so, oh,
okay, so the Blue Lotus Temple is on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park neighborhood.
Yes.
And now there's
a
big yoga
nearby.
Hall there too. So you actually saw a sign for yoga classes, huh?
I did. Yeah, I watched them building the temple and had no idea what it was. And then I saw the sign for yoga classes and thought, wow, I'm going to go to that Blue Dome place and try yoga.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I guess you liked it, huh?
Exactly. Yep, I've stayed and done all the things now. So, and I serve in the office regularly. So, yeah, I am here a lot. I
all
teach
right,
yoga
so,
now, too. I think we talked before
I was gonna,
a couple of
my,
years ago
my
about
senses,
yoga
I think,
teacher
I
training.
I think you probably have become a yoga teacher with Ananda now. So,
yeah.
You do, you work in the office.
Yeah.
And, yes, and you
I
teach,
teach
yoga classes now?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. All right.
Yeah,
so,
and I did. And I was on your show one time before a couple of years ago to talk about our yoga teacher training program. So I'll just put it.
Yeah, okay.
For it.
That's why I was thinking, you know, I said, I'm not sure she was on before.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's been long enough that my old memory is can't remember for sure.
It's been a long time.
All right. So welcome back then.
Thank you.
And so, but now we get to, because we've got a big thing coming up this month, and that, of course, would be the launch of our co-spiritual director of Ananda Washington. That would be Nyaswami Reeman McGillivray. Has, I mean, the pandemic gave him time to write a whole book.
Yep.
So, and it seems like it's pretty incredible. And I think you have done, you did some work with this book in the, you know, publishing and all that. So what role have you played with this book, Nancy?
Well, Reeman asked me last fall, it's been a year now. He said he was talking about, you know, that he was working on the book and mm-hmm. oh, you know, this editing and the, you know, going through it. And he said, hey, would you like to, you know, take a look at it and, you know, see if there's, you know, any obvious, you know, just kind of help me out with some obvious things. You know, I'm thinking, okay, well, I, you know, sure, I can, I'll have a look and see. And I had no idea what I was getting into. I'm just like, oh, sure, I can, you know, look where some commas are and things like that. And
yeah,
so
spelling
like, okay.
errors
so
and that
he sent
sort
me
of thing.
And then I realized it was a whole book. I wasn't, I was thinking maybe an essay or two that he just wanted a little copy editing on. And so,
uh-huh.
so he sent it to me and I was like, oh, sure, I'll take a look at it. And then I realized it was actually sort of like, he wanted to get it done. I'm like, okay, well, this is good because I always like to have some good yoga spiritual related book to read. I'm like, well, this will just be my book to read. So I just started plugging away and, you know.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the book here now and we're talking, it's like 440 plus pages. So you weren't talking a little essay. He's talking, you're editing a whole book.
Yeah, but it's not really that long. It seemed that's the first thing I said when he handed me the book when it was all published.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it seems so much smaller. It's so much smaller than I expected it to be. Just after going through it so many times for the copy editing, I'm like, oh, it's actually not that long at all. It just seemed longer. But I read it, you know, probably five times while I was helping with the copy editing and you know. Moving.
Yeah, and it was interesting when we were arranging this interview because we knew because there's an official book launch this month at the temple, and then a class because to study the book, and y'all might be interested in joining with this. But when we were chatting and getting ready, we were kind of arranging the interview. Nancy was like, God, "I'm going to have to read the book all over because I've never read it as a reader." Okay. Yeah, she's read it probably 10 yeah. times as an editor, but never as a reader. And I guess that's a different process when you're editing something as opposed to reading it start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, and I've never done like any kind of, you know, official copy editing other than just, you know, my own kind of writing. So it was fun. I mean, I had to reread it. And of course, Reeman is so knowledgeable and the book is so filled with really good stuff and you can so much dive into it. I was, you know, always having to look up things but uh-huh. I got a lot out of it while I was reading it, but it was the breaking down and going through it. But now that I've started reading it again as a reader, I'm just, you know, I'm amazed. I'm like, oh, it's actually really easy to follow. You know, it's divided up into little nuggets. And so you can, you know, you just pick a section and you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot in here, but it's actually really short and accessible. So
yep. So, just so y'all know, no, I'm holding the book. It happens to be one of my two favorite colors. It's kind of a yellow book, so I like that. And beautiful. I realize we haven't told you the title. So the title of this book is called Once and Future Christ, Where East Meets West. Once and Future Christ, Where East Meets West. And by the way, the publishing house is Crystal Clarity, which is our Ananda publishing house. And it is now in print and available, and you can pick it up at the temple or through the Crystal Clarity. Now, I have to admit that, you know, I just picked up the book and, you know, I haven't read the whole thing. And since we're going to be studying the book, I like to wait, Nancy, because at my age, I like to wait and read the stuff relatively close to when we're going to be doing our discussion groups in our class about it so that I remember all the details. Yep. But I am really excited to dive into this, because Riemann has always been for me one of the most gifted, I think, spiritual scholars that I've ever known. And I was just going to read what it says on the back of the book about Riemann for all of you. Now, those of you that are regular listeners, you know, you're familiar somewhat with Riemann because Riemann and his wife Padma have been on the show with us. They've actually been in the studio with us, Nancy, but it's been, well, I think it was before the pandemic, so it's been years. I can't believe that. Anyway, listen to this. Nyaswami Riemann Magillaway was raised in a devout Catholic family and environment. With 16 years of Catholic education, including 2 years at a preparatory high school seminary for the priesthood, Riemann has retained his love and respect for the core values and teaching of traditional Christianity. In his mid-20s, Riemann traveled to India. Oh, gee, weren't we just there with Help Animals India? And upon his return, was introduced to Paramahansa Yogananda's now classic life story, Autobiography of a Yogi. For the last 45 years, Riemann has practiced the Kriya Yoga taught by Yogananda and has shared with hundreds of students the precepts and practices of meditation. Since 1993, he and his wife Padma have served as the spiritual directors of Ananda Sangha in Washington State. So, what has always impressed me about Riemann, he did come and was raised in a very devout Christian family. And I believe, I'm not sure about this, Nancy, but I believe his father was a priest.
He has a brother who is a priest.
And he has a brother who's a priest also. And he was in the seminary. Okay, so he clearly chose a family to come into this time. He was on a spiritual path long before he came into this lifetime, just because of the family. But, you know, he had a great love for Christianity and all of this. But then, you know, he went to India and found Yogananda and then found the similarities between East and West. And gosh, and I'm looking at it. Divine Mother is so great. She really guides us here. But we have Nancy, of course, to talk more about this. But I really got quite strongly that I was to read to you guys some stuff today. And I was thinking, we don't have time, but we do have time. So how about this? Now, so this is kind of the capsule of the book, and then we will expand on this. But discover the universal Christ. There is a great need in these times for a deeper and more universal understanding of the teachings of Jesus Christ. No mere individual analysis possesses the spiritual power and grace to transform the divisive dogma that separates sincere Christians from other faiths. The yogis of India, both ancient and modern, have gifted to the world a revelation of universality for the healing of the nations. Paramahansa Yogananda came to America in 1920 to focus the light of India's timeless and timely wisdom upon the teachings of Jesus Christ. In Once and Future Christ, Nyaswami Reman McGillivray expands upon that message with the inclusion of modern scientific discoveries and an exploration of the similarities and relationships between Christianity and yoga. The book describes the inevitable evolution of Christian dogma towards greater inclusivity. The pathway of this future evolution leads to an understanding that the individual's soul relationship to God is the goal of the spiritual life. The beauty, harmony, and sacredness of individual spiritual transitions need not be sacrificed, but may someday be understood in a deeper and more personally meaningful light. Wow. Doesn't that intrigue you, Nathan? Good Catholic man that you are. Does trigger anything in you?
Still processing it.
Okay. Because Yogananda came in the 1920s, Nancy, to America. And he was sent here to help integrate the similarities between Eastern and Western religions and trying to bring, you know, the whole world together and realizing, you know, that we're all here to do the same thing. And that's to find our relationship with God and all of that. So he's a prolific writer and does blogs and, of course, taken many, many classes and teachings from him. And I know him to be one of the most the greatest spiritual teachers and knowledgeable of all this stuff. So I can't wait to really dive into this book. And Nancy, of course, you know way more about it than I do now. And I just wanted to read, you know, the back of the book just to give everybody an idea. And I don't know, I'm looking at the clock now. So why don't we, let's sit and ruminate with that information while we take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then we come back, then I'm going to chat more with Nancy about the book. And, well, you know, what she would like to share with us about it. And then we've got to tell you about when the book signing will be and the class and all that good stuff. So we got lots to talk about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Nancy from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And we're talking Reman McGillivray's brand new book, Once and Future Christ, Where East Meets West. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com, and he is available to work with you remotely, over the phone, over Zoom. And he continues to offer, since he's moved now and is dealing remotely with all of us and Zoom, if you haven't worked with him remotely and via Zoom, he is offering a free Zoom session with him. If you, I think if, he was technically ending it at the end of September, but that was just yesterday. And I think if you emailed him or contacted him through the website healingministryforanimals.com, if you said, I heard Martha talking about you today, I bet he'd still give you a free Zoom session. And of course, he and Sister Linda will be in the studio with us next Sunday. It's Healing Sunday on Animal World, and phone lines will be open, and he and Linda will be here to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So I hope you'll tune in for that. You know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs and you want to understand what's going on and solve the problems quickly, I'm the gal for you, and I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So pass my phone number out to anybody who needs help with their dogs, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And Whispering Dragon Center, our sound healer, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can call Jude for an in-home or for a in-studio or remote treatment, 206-706-2836. All righty, Nancy, I think it's a sign. I read from Discovering the Universal Christ from the back of Riemann's new book, Once and Future Christ. And you know what? The sun came out. Nathan turned the camera around and the sun is finally out. So there it is. Blue sky and sunshine. Okay, so I think the gods are shining down on us. So Nancy, you who are having read this book forwards and backwards and inside out through the whole editing process, what else would you like to share about the book with everyone?
Well, I just want to say that if for people that haven't heard Riemann talk or read Riemann's other writings, the book really reflects who he is. So if you have heard Riemann talk and read him, it's his voice. And so it's a delight to read, just because it really sounds like Riemann is talking to you, but in a very, it's his voice coming through, but in a nice organized fashion. So he's divided it into such logical sections, and it makes it easy to follow and sort of think about each topic as he introduces them. So it really is, it's very accessible and fun, and you hear him in it. And, you know, he just throws in bits. I'll read you just one section. He's got a section where he talks about a seeming difference between East and West in terms of how we relate to God, whether we're separate from God and need to reunite, or whether God is already within us, you know, deep existential questions. And Riemann says, the difference, while ultimately insubstantial, is the basis for the two approaches to God, which, while seemingly either or, we will discover are, in fact, both and. I'm teasing the reader to a certain degree, but I am serious as well. Let me say in simple terms that separation requires reconciliation, while indwelling requires reawakening. The one emphasizes repentance, the other self-expansion. And those are, of course, big themes throughout the whole book. But but Freeman just does a wonderful job of kind of highlighting and then showing both and. This is one of his mantras that he uses a lot. Well, it can be both and. So I think
right. And so I think that's the whole point. And what
to hear his voice.
Yeah, and what Yogananda was here to teach is that this isn't either or. So it's like you can't be a Christian and be yoga. Okay, it's all the same. And it's all together. And like, it says in the intro, the back of the book here, that you don't have to give up your spiritual practices of whatever faith it is that you subscribe to in order to incorporate the yogic principles, into your life. Because it isn't either or, it can be both. So I think that some people get scared away from, you know, reading autobiography of a yogi or maybe even reading Riemann's book or thinking that somehow it doesn't belong with their particular faith. But since, you know, it's all the same God and that's what these teachings are about. You learn that, okay, you can do both. So I hope that those of you that, if you don't understand, will take the time because to read Riemann's book, it just makes wonderful sense. And he's just so good at, you know, explaining and storytelling. And it just has a wonderful way of speaking and writing. And like Nancy says, it comes through totally Riemann in this book. So before we run out of time, we got to tell when there's a big book launch that's coming up at the temple. So when is that going to be?
Saturday, October 14th. It's in the evening from 7 to 8.
Okay, Saturday, October 14th. It's from 7 to 8, and that'll be at the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway. And I'm assuming, I think it's you can come live, but you can also join online, right?
The launch, I'm not sure if it will be online. The book study definitely will be online, but the book launch, I'm not certain. There's going to be special guests from Crystal Clarity. Nayaswami, Narayanan, and Dharma Devi are going to be here, and will speak, and Freeman will speak. And I have it on inside information that there'll be a few snacks as well. So
it sounds like they're planned to be there Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 8. And that's going to be the launch and talking and all of that. And sounds like snacks. So they'll feed us. And then there's going to be a class after this to study the book. Is that correct?
Yes. For Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30. And those will be here at the Blue Lotus Temple and also online. So you can join either way.
So is that, you said four Wednesdays?
Four Wednesdays, yes. Starting October 18th.
Four Wednesdays begins October 18th. And the time again was 7 to 8:30, did you say?
Yes.
And those classes will be at the Blue Lotus Temple?
They will indeed. Online within Zoom. Yeah. So if you register on the website, you'll get a Zoom link as well.
Yep. So you'll be able, the classes, you will be able to attend in person or online. We're not positive about the book launch on the 14th, if that will be done online as well. But I will try to find out before next Sunday so I can tell you guys.
And if people are interested in coming to the launch, there is a on anandawashington.org, if you go to the events section, there is a place you can sign up just to let us know, just to give us a general count of how many people will be there. So if people don't mind doing that, that would be helpful as well.
So anandawashington.org, and then what do we click on, like events, or is it on the homepage?
It's probably on the homepage, but if you just look for events, you'll find it, yes.
Yeah, so you could either click down the events calendar, or no doubt there'll be a square that has the book launch on the homepage, and that you would just then click on and let us know that you're planning to come. So that sounds great. Well, I'm excited. I know that we'll be studying this book as well in other classes, but this book launch in class should be really fascinating, because any classes with Riemann are captivating, because he's just so good at speaking and explaining, and he's so knowledgeable. It's just going to be a fun time. And you say, you know, the book it's not a heavy book. It sounds like you really enjoy it. And you said it's fun to read, huh?
Yeah, it's very accessible. I mean, it's definitely a lot of deep things to think about, but the way it's divided up makes it really accessible to take it, you know, just take a little section and think about it. So it'll be wonderful for a book study, just because there is so much to talk about and think about.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hopeful that there is so much food here for, as Riemann said, inclusivity. You know, with all the division going on in this country and this planet, we don't need any more of that. We need inclusivity. We need to come together. We need to realize we're all part of the same whole. And there's similarities in all of this. And nobody's, it's not right or wrong or good or bad or either or. These things can work together and bring us all together. So I think it's very timely and you know, a great subject to be studying right now.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're just about out of time. I think that's the biggest thing going on this month. Anything else briefly that we need to know about?
I would say that on the topic of books, just to make a note that the East West Bookshop is opening a new physical location in Edmond next month.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the big thing. And thank you for remembering that. I forgot. East West Bookshop is coming back, folks. And I've seen the pictures on Facebook. They're moving in. So East West Bookshop is now going to reopen. Used to be in the North University District, but has been at the Temple for quite a while now. And it launching October. What's the date?
I knew you were going to ask. It's towards the end of October.
I think it's like October 24th, I think.
Or something.
24th,
something like
29th, 29th might be. I think it's 29th. Okay. Anyway, East West Bookshop opening in Edmonds the end of this month. We'll tell you more about it as the weeks go by. Anyway, Nancy, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us. And I look forward to seeing you at class probably soon.
Yes, indeed. And
all right. Have a great afternoon. Thanks, Nance.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye. Martha. All right, everybody. It's the Once and Future Christ, East Meets West with Nyaswami Riemann McGillivray. You can purchase it through AnandaWashington.org at the Blue Lotus Temple or CrystalClarity.org. CrystalClarity.org. All righty. That's going to wrap us up for today. Next week, of course, is Healing Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, open phone lines, and they'll do free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. All you got to do is be here. And if you're too shy to call in, you can just listen and follow along with Linda's instructions. You can get a surrogate healing just by doing that. So I hope you will join us next week. And let's send our love and light out to Laura Cook and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and hope that she is okay. We'll catch up with her again next month. And I guess we did it, Nathan. And he's anxious. He's already given me that signal. Get the heck out of Dodge, Martha, or I'm cutting you off. So there you go. It's been great chatting with you. Oh, he's got that smile on his face again. And we love having the sunshine back. Enjoy it for this afternoon. I'll be back next week. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.